I gotta admit, I missed you guys. But I heard you had a wonderful time while I was off learning things and vacationing and that sort of thing. And just in case you didn't get greeted right this morning, would you do that for your neighbor? Good morning, you magnificent child of God. Now, as that magnificent child of God, there's an assignment that comes with that. Okay. Now, for some of you, remember, as the child of your parents, okay, you had that experience of those different ways of looking at your parents. Okay, remember when you were little, how big and everything and all-knowing they were, and then you got old enough and you figured out they didn't know anything? And then time and life went on, and we kind of got to sort some of that out. So we grew in our understanding of our parents, but as spiritual beings, as children of God, we do that same thing. We go through the maturation of our God thought, of how we perceive and think about the divine. So I'd like to take a little bit of that journey with you, if you're feeling brave and comfortable with maybe questioning some things that we're always told not to question. That's what I love about Unity people, is that they're so good at that. So, if you will, take that marvelous power of imagination that you have and put yourself back, let's go about 3,000 years back. Okay, and because so much of the writings that we refer to come out of the Middle East, why don't we go there and put yourself on a hillside at nighttime. Okay, now, and maybe you're there on that hillside because you're one of those people in that little village or community that takes care of the flocks, and so it's nighttime and the sheep or whatever they are have been gathered together. And you're sitting on that hillside and you look up at the amazing display in the heavens above you that touches at depth that sense of awe and wonder. What an incredible thing to look at, to try to understand. In the sense of whatever it is that created and made that. Wow. What power. What kind of a being could that be? And so we try to imagine what that is. And we call it God. And as we do that, we can't help but understand how much greater and more powerful than we are it is. And as we sit there, how insignificant we are. Have you done that? Have you looked up at those heavens and suddenly realized, wow, how small and insignificant I am. And how great that power must be. And as you sit through that night, there's a point where the sun begins to rise. And that darkness that's all around you begins to fade.
And suddenly we're able to look around and see the land, and maybe some of our companions that were up there with us, and where the flocks are, and we feel better. There's that relief of that light coming. There's that experience of, oh, phew, because in the darkness keeps our fear awakened. Because we know that in the darkness is where the wolves come to attack the sheep, and people come to steal from us and sneak up and hurt us and bring pain into our lives. So we have this fear of that which we can't see or know. And there's that there which would hurt us. And so we call that darkness evil, because we fear what we can't see. And we're grateful for that beautiful light and sun that God brings forth into this world. Primitive God thought. But you know, no matter where you go in the different cultures of the world, we'll find that same God thought. Because as we, as humankind, have gone through our growth and our understanding, that's a natural experience for us all. Now, some would suggest that part of our reason that people create this perception of the divine is out of a psychological need to take care of, that we want to try and describe and understand what's around us, and to give us a sense of there's something with enough power to protect us from our fears. But I've always had a sense, as I've wandered through the scriptures of different cultures, that it's really something quite different. That there is that in us which longs to know that source from which we came. That no matter whether we are the most primitive being, or we have more degrees than we know what to do with us, which several of us do, we still have that urge to understand in some way at some level. And so we create our God thought, a way of thinking of the divine. Now, part of what happens is when we leave that hillside, we wander back into that the village and into the community, the tribe that we're from, and we, through our stories, we share different understandings that have happened. What happened in our past? Why is this, how do we understand this God that we have come to perceive must be here, and what has created this? And so we tell each other the stories from our ancestors, from the past, so that we pass on the learning and what's come to be understood. So let me share with you a story. Now, this story is from the Hebrew people. And it's about a time when their ancestors were leaving being slaves in Egypt and wandering around in the desert. And the story goes, "By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night." Interesting story. Little heavy on phenomenology. As a being in this day and time, I don't know that I can buy its accuracy. But the truth is that it wasn't for the phenomena it was being told. It was told because there was an understanding that had evolved in this people as they went on this journey. And the understanding was that God was with them. God was with them. And this was a way of expressing that. Now, there's many ways to interpret and understand the story, but that's that message that comes. And so the God thought of this being out there separate begins to grow through the experience of our tribe. And understand, God's on the side of my tribe, not your tribe. Okay, but my tribe, God is with us. Okay? And so our God thought begins to go. And there's this presence that we can connect with. And then, of course, our stories go on. And they give us wonderful rules to help that connection. When the rules work, God likes us. We get the goodies. When we break the rules, God doesn't like us, and we lose the goodies. Okay? I mean, that's kind of the way it works. And it doesn't matter much what tribal culture you go back to. That's pretty much the way it works. Now, so in stories, there's ways, and our stories, our prayers, our thoughts take us back into what the concept, our God thought, what is that? Now, in our growth, we begin to ask questions about that God thought. And let me say, I don't think there's one that's right or wrong. I'm pretty sure the one I've got is about as much wrong as it is right. Okay. I'm very grateful to be in unity where that's okay. But I also don't believe anybody else has it right either.
Me.
They're touching. We're touching different needs within ourselves, different understandings as they unfold in our experience. And the question is not wrong or right, but how does that work for your life at this time? So, in our God thought here, we do things to kind of attune us to that divine so that we can enter into that connection and experience. And one of the ones that we use regularly, because we tend to have challenge in our lives, and at that point of challenges is a real good place to go. It was something like, God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
What God is good? That God? Out there? You see, in this growth, our understanding of that must change. Now, one of the great things that happens is there are beings who are able to perceive more clearly that presence in relationship. And around them, people recognize, wow, this is valuable, this is meaningful, this is something that feels valid to me as this teacher shares this. And through time, that's been caught and recorded by some of them. And so we look, and in our ancestors, we go back and we look at Jesus' teachings. Now, the God thought we were talking about isn't the one that Jesus was talking about. He was talking about a different one. The Father and I are one. Not out there and separate. Not showing up when I need it. Pillar of fire. One. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Know ye not that ye are gods? Oneness. Not included in pillar of fire God thoughts. Not included in that creator. Different perception. And these beings of understanding occur in all different cultures, from the Hindu scriptures, the Upanishads. The light that shines above the heaven and above the world. The light that shines in the highest world, beyond which there are no others. That is the light that shines in the hearts of men. Oneness. Yeah, out there in the heavens, no matter how big a heavens you got, where that God lives, it's in you. Hindu. Oneness. Jesus. And so those beautiful beings of wisdom invite our God's thoughts to change. And so if we go back to our God thought, God is good all the time. What God? Now, if we're one, if there's that oneness that the Father is in me, this presence, this which we call the, within the Christian term, the I am, within the Hindu term, the Atman, in the Buddhist term, the Buddha mind, if we recognize that part of the spiritual self and awaken to this aspect of ourself that Jesus was teaching of, if we move into an identity that's closer to our own being, what we might call the I am. Okay, that beingness that you are, that spiritual being that is one with that divine. Maybe we would change our affirmation. Because the very nature of that is goodness, isn't it? God is good. That goodness. I am goodness all the time. I am goodness
all the time.
I am goodness
all the time.
And all the time
I am goodness.
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 Does that feel like a little different God thought? Okay, and it touches us different, doesn't it? We connect in a different way. Now, is one right and wrong? No. Though my head always wants to do that, I got to tell you the truth. But my heart says, the only question here is, does it work for you? Okay. So, I am goodness. That oneness. Now, one of the parts of the experience we share at Unity is because we have an identity that sometimes in trying to express it, we talk about a focus on being spiritual rather than religious. And part of what that means is we don't have to defend somebody else's perception of God thought. Okay, because when in the backgrounds that most of us have experienced, we've come through some religious path, or we have had friends close to us and they've talked about God. And a lot of my friends had come to the point where, because they of the God they'd heard, they said they didn't believe in God. And I realized I didn't believe in that God either. And because we have no need to defend a religion nor take particular scriptures as accurate and true, when in fact within the scriptures, what you'll find is many different conflicting God thoughts. Because there's many states of consciousness and awareness within those scriptures. But if you have to start with the most primitive one, it may not be the most helpful for your journey. Where are you now? What is your God thought now? Where does that oneness fit in? So I invite you, go back with me to that hill 3,000 years ago in the Middle East and kind of get back. But let's go back with today's awareness, okay? You are more aware of the spiritual teachings of the world than anyone who ever created anything in the Bible. Okay? Mm-hmm. That was a very limited society. At no time within there were they even aware of chemical compositions that create light in the heavens. Okay? That wasn't part of the understanding or intelligence they had. So it's very legitimate to go as you, as an intelligent, educated, spiritually attuned being, and look at the experience of the divine anew. So imagine you're back there on that hillside. Let's go back into night. Just able to maybe feel that night breeze on your skin. Back there, it's still warm. It doesn't get very cold at night, but that hot time is gone. And you look up at those magnificent stars that fill the heaven. And it does touch that sense of awe within us. And as you look at them, you are aware that you are looking, thinking, seeking to understand. And there is a part of you that is observing your experience. Not a part of you that's separate from life, but a part of you that is one with that universe. A part that has come forth as spiritual being in that physical body. A part of you that is observing the creation. But you are aware that you create. That you create the harmony or discord in your life, that you draw to you those that empower your life or become the obstacles you grow through. You too are one with the creative force that set those heavens in motion. And as you observe, there is the presence of divinity watching the divine creation unfold. Being aware of the human experience, observing the pain that you've met in your life and the joy, observing the struggles and triumphs of friends and having known tremendous love and loss. And you are observing and experiencing the creation and the Creator, the divine, experiencing, observing the divine unfolding. Different God thought, same hillside. So as you go through your day, as you go through your week, what God thought works for you.